Welcome to Mad Tech Daily, your daily dose of the latest in marketing and technology. I'm your host, Dot, and today's news digest is sizzling with some major updates. So, let's dive right in. First up, Warner Brothers and Fandango have teamed up to sell cinema tickets on the popular gaming platform, Roblox. That's right. Through this collaboration, gamers can buy movie tickets directly through Roblox. This new feature is part of a real-life commerce test by Warner Bros. To promote its upcoming film, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, with the help of Fandango. The feature has been available since Monday, aiming to captivate a new audience and drive excitement for the traditional cinema experience. This follows other real-life commerce experiences on the platform through previous partnerships with Walmart and Elf Beauty. Warner Brothers hopes this innovative approach will resonate with Gen Z users on Roblox ahead of the film's release on 6th September. Switching gears to social media, TikTok has hit a snag with its light rewards feature in the EU. Introduced in France and Spain back in February, the feature allowed users to earn points by engaging in activities like watching and liking videos. These points could be converted into real money through Amazon vouchers. However, the feature caught the European Commission's attention back in March, a month after it was launched in France and Spain, and consequently, an investigation was opened. As a result of the scrutiny, TikTok has decided to permanently withdraw the light rewards feature from the EU, putting an end to the EC's investigation. And finally, some news from the AI sector. OpenAI co-founder John Schulman has made a big move, deciding to leave to join its rival company, Anthropic. Schulman plans to focus more intensely on alignment research at Anthropic, ensuring AI systems conform to human values. He emphasized that his departure isn't due to a lack of support for alignment research at OpenAI. In related news, Greg Brockman, the president of OpenAI, announced that he will be taking a sabbatical leave for the rest of the year. That's a wrap for today's episode of Mad Tech Daily. Thanks for tuning in today. Check out ExchangeWire for a piece by John Still looking at what's next for Google following the DOJ officially deeming it to be a search monopoly, as well as a piece recapping a panel with ad tech industry heavyweights at the launch of the AdTech Connect initiative. I'm Dot, signing off. See you next time.